welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of May 19th. This is Mike, along with Edge Guy, and we are back from our short absence. Yes, thank you for that enthusiasm. We were, Florida for a little bit, doing the Disney thing, so... we were kind of out of the whole gaming scene for a little bit.
Yep, I did not read a single thing until this morning.
Well, I tried to keep up with it a little bit, but so we have news, and a lot of it will be news to us.
Yes, this may be old hat for some of you, but bear with us.
Yeah, so, we'll be excited. We have MPDs in news. That's
exciting.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot to copy those, actually.
That's inspiring. But yeah, we have MPDs to look at. We're going to start with news and all the interesting stuff that'll be there, followed by the best ever. Jeez, I didn't even think about best ever.
Oh, yeah. I had an idea like 3 weeks ago, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, I'll think of a best ever. Don't worry.
Okay.
Then we're going to talk about our week in gaming. So
that should be short.
No, I played a lot of DS stuff.
Oh, you did.
There's an entire game I played.
That's true.
The World Ends With You. I got to talk about a lot. A little bit. Not as much as I did.
No.
So we're going to go from there and talk about the upcoming game releases. First downloadable stuff and normal stuff. Then we'll go on to the 411 on 411, and that'll be the show.
All right.
Okay. You pulled those MPDs up.
You want to do those first?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Got them there. I'm such a big fan of the MPDs.
Okay.
It's what I live for.
I know. So the April hardware sales numbers.
Okay.
Let me go through the list here. Nintendo Wii with an astonishing 714,200.
If I could whistle, I would definitely whistle right there. Thank you.
The Nintendo DS with a not bad 414,800. Then the PlayStation Portable with 192,000. The Xbox 360 with 188,000. Down by only 900, the PlayStation 3 and 187,100. And the PlayStation 2 at 124,400.
Wow. Man, I can't believe the Wii sold... Okay, come on. The Wii sold that much more than the competition this month?
You know what happened this month as the first time I've ever seen it? Wii's on shelf. Not only that, I saw three of them one day. I went back the next day to the same store. They were still there.
Maybe it was a different three.
That's possible, I guess.
But Jesus, that is a huge number for April.
Mm-hmm.
700,000 Wii sold?
No. Before we get too much into these numbers, let's go through the software numbers.
Let's talk about, because they're related.
So, number one is Grand Theft Auto 4 in the 360 with 1,850,000.
Nice.
Somewhat surprisingly, Mario Kart Wii in second with 1,120,000. And then in third is Grand Theft Auto 4 in the PS3. With 1 million even.
Okay, no, we even need to go through the other ones, obviously.
Smash Brothers Brawl, GT5 Prologue, both of the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games. Although I question the reporting of these numbers, because according to this, they both sold exactly the same amount.
Interesting.
Guitar Hero 3 on the Wii and COD4 for the 360. So, when you combine the sales, yes, GTA 4 was the clear runaway winner, and that's an April 29th release, so that's really only 2 days. And Mario Kart Wii, which had a little bit of a head start with 5 days, thank you,
I
managed to outsell the PS3 version of GTA 4, which I didn't expect at all.
I did not. Oh, how much? Mario Kart came out like a little less than a week earlier.
That's Sunday, so that was the 27th.
It had a little bit of advantage, but still, those are pretty good numbers for Mario Kart Wii.
Uh huh.
How much did Double Dash sell, I'm wondering?
Not that
Did Double Dash ever have a prayer of outselling a Grand Theft Auto game? But look at this. I know that 360 version of Grand Theft Auto was in first, but almost a factor of two it outsold.
Uh-huh.
Not quite.
Well, that's what Microsoft was saying.
But, that hurts the PS3.
Yes.
And, I think there were rumors that, the next Grand Theft Auto will be a PlayStation exclusive. Yeah.
Not after these numbers.
But, jeez, I knew the 360 version was going to sell more, but God, that's a pretty big leeway there. And it might make sense considering how many more 360s have been sold in PS3s.
Mm-hmm.
But that number shows that a lot of people who own both systems chose to get the PS3, the 360 version.
Yeah, Sony was really they were really banking, it seemed like, on brand loyalty.
I
don't think that matters anymore.
There's people who are brand loyal to the PlayStation are still playing PlayStation 2.
That's very true.
God. I mean, those are, I don't know, those are surprising. But at the same time, I was expecting Grand Theft Auto to move more hardware.
Like I said, this game came out April 29th, so it only gives 2 days.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought that the hardware would have sold in those 2 days a bit. I mean, yeah, I know, but I mean, if
maybe people buy hardware on the weekends.
Maybe, but these are some low numbers.
We'll see with the May numbers if there was a hardware. I can't say hardware today. A hardware surge.
I wish I knew what the April 2007 hardware sales numbers were like.
Nothing like this, I could promise you.
But I mean, that's just I'm certain.
See, it's just this is such an anomaly because we've never had such a big release in April before.
I guess
we've had like the best I could think of was the one in March where both Oblivion and I think it was Ghost Recon
came out.
And, yeah, like that was like a relatively big March. That was even close to what this was. April's the new holiday or something. I don't know.
There's a lot of surprises here. Surprise, Mario Kart Wii was able to hold its own that well. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of glad for it. It's a fun game.
Yes.
Surprise, the 360 version of Grand Theft Auto 4 outsold the PS3 version as much as it did.
Yeah.
Surprise that the Wii sold as many units as it did, with mm-hmm. only one major new release. Surprise that the 360 and PS3 hardware sales are not that good.
They're fine.
Yeah, but
they're not bad.
I was expecting something. AJ, the Wii outsold them, like, almost by a factor of five?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
More than that.
I mean, for crying out loud, how do they hope to... And I mean, I guess the point is now they're not worried about first place. I think I read something about how someone at Microsoft says that they still think they can win this console war.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, jeez. And a Wii Fit has not come out yet.
I know.
And Wii Fit is going to be a big thing.
That's going to be a big deal.
In a world where, like, people freak out and get excited because you can, like, have apple slices instead of french fries in your McDonald's meals, you know, people love looking for these sort of exercise shortcuts. And when they tell them you can exercise on a video game, they're going to be very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Insane. I thought you told me you turned your cell phone off.
Yeah, just put it on vibrate.
Well, stop looking at Twitter updates.
I'm not. I thought I sent this text message and didn't send. I need to take care of something.
I hate you.
I know.
Okay, so I guess that's it for MPDs. I mean, you're kind of... What did you think of that? It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... Yeah, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. It's very exciting.
Those are high numbers for the Wii.
Yep.
Maybe... I mean, I guess Smash Brothers still has some faith. I mean, when did that come out?
March? Beginning of March, but I mean, you can't really say that because I mean, Smash Brothers is on the list, selling 326,000.
Yeah, down quite a bit from March when it sold 2,700,000.
Yeah,
but geez, that's already a three million unit selling game.
Yeah, seriously.
Geez, so Smash Brothers is doing well for itself. Okay, let's move on now.
Okay, so like we said, some of this is old, but it's new to us. Rock Band Track Pack Volume 1 is coming to the PS2 and Wii in July. It'll be 20 songs for $30, which, if you're keeping score, is cheaper than it would be to download them, so that's nice. Uh-huh.
Kind of good that they're getting those songs. But how does it work exactly? Do you just put this one?
It's like a standalone game. You could, in theory, just buy this and all the Rock Band instruments separately and do that if you really wanted. So, yeah, that's good for them. So this actually kind of spanned the entire time we were gone. EA announced that they would be using a new form of secure ROM for both the PC versions of Mass Effect and Spore. What was supposed to happen was that the game would try to check itself online every 5 days. And if after 10 days it could not, like, report back to the home server, the game would just stop working. A lot of people cried foul, Penny Arcade did a comic, and most importantly, troops complained because they cannot, they'll go more than 10 days without an internet connection.
Right.
So EA has dialed it back, and now it'll just do the check anytime you install new updates to the games or download new content.
They're still kind of convinced that piracy is the major problem with PC gaming, aren't they?
Yeah, the problem will be that Mass Effect PC will probably require a ridiculous PC to run it. I mean, Spore, I think, will have a little more scalability to it, but...
Right, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see.
Just put your games on Steam. Has anyone pirated Half-Life 2? Has that ever been an issue for that game?
Did you?
No.
Oh.
You have to get it on Steam.
There's a CD version of it.
Yeah, it's just the disk files and a CD key to go verify it on Steam.
I don't know much about hacking and stuff.
Ugh. Okay, so Sony had a PlayStation Day which was basically just a bunch of delay announcements. First, they announced that Killzone 2 would be pushed back to February 2009.
I was disappointed by that. Despite my better judgment, I'm kind of looking forward to Killzone 2.
I think they pushed it back so it gets out of the way of Resistance 2.
Screw Resistance 2. Push that back. Resistance is stupid.
Some people
Man,
like
that
it.
Was very immature. But I don't know. I didn't like Resistance 1. Did you even play much of it?
A little bit. It was too fast. And it
fast?
Was like
I would say boring and cliche.
It played with the pace of a PC first-person shooter, I felt.
Kind of. That's true.
And it was just like, ooh, look at all these weapons. I'm like, so I still keep using the same one.
Yeah, they were, honestly.
They were just there for the sake of being there. I'm curious to see how 8-player co-op and 60-player online multiplayer will work in Resistance 2.
People are always like, look at how many people can put online at once.
Yeah,
now,
but they're
like,
actually like, all right. It's not just going to be like 60 people thrown in a room. It's like you break into squads and you only talk with your squad.
Oh, yeah, because that... Squad, because, you know, teamwork has worked really well in console.
It's not necessarily teamwork. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. Out. I'm going to remain cynical.
So Home has been pushed back to the end of the year, for now. And Little Big Planet is pushed back to October. Rumors are flying up and down that the betas, there won't be one. Now they're saying there might be one, so who knows.
All right, whatever.
While we were gone, the Nintendo channel launched. So you could download some DS demos and watch some videos on your Wii. Good fun. Doom 4 has been announced by id Software.
Wait, Doom 4 was announced?
Yeah, we don't know much about it, no details, but I'm going to guess you're going to battle demons in hell as a space marine.
Who wants Doom? All right, whatever. Doom
Somebody
4,
wants
here,
it.
Here it comes.
So Mortal Kombat guru Ed Boon said that fatalities are not going away for Mortal Kombat versus DC. They're just being retooled.
Isn't that exactly what I said I thought they were going to do?
You're so smart.
I know. It's going to be more like super moves or something.
Universal Films and Gore Verbinski teaming up with 2K to do a Bioshock film.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is the Pirates of the Caribbean guy.
Yeah, so... Could
I mean,
good.
If they get the period, if they get the look of it right, it could be fun.
The problem is, though, the game doesn't really have a main character. He's pretty nameless and doesn't do much.
Well, it gives them some leeway there.
I guess.
But that's probably a good thing for them. They can actually make their own characters.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah, try and make a stupid video game character.
Going the other way, the upcoming game for the new James Bond film, Quantum of Solace, which comes out this fall, will run on the COD4 engine.
Oh, goody.
Yes, so hopefully that'll be good.
Are they going to get... Daniel Craig to like do voice work maybe?
I would hope.
Are they based off his model?
I think in this age and day anymore, that's almost a given. They showed the first Gears of War 2 footage. It showed some snippets from one of the levels in the game where you're... It's kind of like an on-rail segment where you're on these giant vehicles.
Was this public? Could I see this right now if I want to?
It premiered on Game Trailers TV with Jeff Keighley on Spike TV. I mean, it looks good. More
Gears of War.
It's Gears of War.
I liked Gears of War.
I like Gears of War, too.
So, you know, go ahead.
They showed some things, like you can grab a locust now to use his body shields. There are all kinds of different ways of killing them. Like, if you come up behind and saw him, it does a different thing. You can snap their necks when you were holding them.
What? I don't think
you
it's
fight a
very Brumac different.
In this level. What I heard, they showed it more at a Microsoft event that we'll get to in a little bit, but... I think this was actually the third level, and they showed the entire level of the event. But apparently, there was a prologue chapter listed in the menu. Wouldn't it be kind of neat if they took that extra episode that came out in the PC version and just included that as the prologue in Gears 2 so we could play that?
Well, maybe, if it was in context.
I'd like to have it.
I don't know. I'd be just as fine with a new prologue.
Yeah. WiiWare has arrived.
Yay!
With it launched 6 games. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, My Life as a King, Lost Winds, Defend Your Castle, Pop, TV Show King, and VIP Casino Blackjack.
Just moments ago, I downloaded Lost Winds and was playing some of it. I'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yes, looked fun.
But, you know, I'm glad the service is here because it's really cool to kind of play these Wii experiences, you know, with less money. Because, like, there's so many retail games, really, that should be like WiiWare titles.
Yeah, seriously, seriously.
So I'm really glad the service is out. I think we're going to get a lot of cool stuff from this. I'm kind of interested. I kind of want to try My Life as a King thing. I don't want to buy it.
Sounds interesting.
I don't want to buy it.
Yeah, that's the most expensive one at $15, and there's a lot of nickel and diming going on in that game, too, for like other races and whatnot.
Right.
So after taking longer than expected, the Bogart patch has been republished for Burnout on the 360. Again, it didn't really do much. It was mostly bug fixes, but it's laying way for the Davis crud. I didn't write down the names of the other patches.
That's okay. We don't really
Cagney.
Care.
And the other one, I was guessing Tracy, it's actually going to be called Eastwood.
Oh, nice. I like Cagney.
Yeah, that'll be the one to have the motorcycles and whatnot.
Right.
So Rare has said that Viva Pinata DS is complete. I think it comes out sometime this fall. We're totally clear on the release date.
All right.
So my girlfriend will be excited. She likes that game. A while back, they showed a trailer for MGS4 around April Fool's that showed Snake in Altair's outfit from Assassin's Creed. Apparently, it's not a joke. That's actually an unlockable costume in the game.
Neat. Did you see the new trailer?
No, I was going to let you talk about that.
Courageous, solid. It's cool. It's like a movie style trailer. They got the movie trailer voice guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's really.
I mean,
it's very cinematic. It's just cool. It just gets you pumped up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for that game. Less than a month. Almost there.
So I mentioned Microsoft's event a little while ago. In addition to Gears 2, they showed a new Viva Pinata game. They showed Banjo-Kazooie 3. Human.
Did they show that, like, gameplay?
Yeah.
Finally? How's
that I didn't get to read much on it.
I wonder about that.
Yeah. We'll see.
I wonder if it's still kind of a Mario 64 ripoff, because now it might be a little questionable.
Yeah.
It was all fine and good back then.
Seriously. They also showed, did I say Fable 2?
I have some hopes for Fable 2.
I'm excited for Fable 2.
I bet it'll be fun.
Yes.
I have my expectations in check this time.
Yeah. As far as Two Humans concerned, they did nail down an August 19th release for the game. Somewhat disappointingly, co-op is down from 4 players to 2, and it's online only. But apparently in an interview with 1UP, Dennis Dyack was saying they kind of realized the way to design the game, like the spaces in the game, it was too small for 4 players. So I think it's not so much a technical limitation as a game design choice.
I still don't understand why we have to abandon, like, good old-fashioned, you know, split screen or whatever multiplayer.
I don't think split screen works. I mean, this game.
Not even split.
I mean, it plays like Diablo.
It's not. Well, whatever. It's too human. I'm tired of talking about it.
Yeah.
I just want to play it.
Itagaki has said Ninja Gaiden 2 is the series' swan song.
Oh, please.
He wants to. He thinks he's done everything he could do with this game, and he wants to go on to something completely different. He then said he wants to do a World War II game. So not completely different.
Yeah.
It's just maybe
after that,
different for him.
He wants to make a first person shooter involving space marines.
Yeah. So now to more music game fun. First Guitar Hero 4 is reveals some details. Guess what? They're gonna have a mic and 6-piece drum set.
It's like some sort of rock band.
I know. They're also gonna have something called the Guitar Hero Tune Service, which will allow players to create their own tracks from scratch.
Oh. Well, ooh.
Yeah, I know, that's actually kind of neat. Players will also be able to design their own musicians, album art, and instruments from scratch in the game.
Album art? I do that on myself. Can I import my own pictures? Because that would be awesome.
I kind of doubt it.
Nah. See, that's one thing that's missing this generation, kind of media crossovering. You know?
They're afraid of it.
Oh, yeah, whatever. We've all seen a penis by this point.
Yeah, seriously. Not to be left undone, Konami, having started this genre years ago when no one noticed, has announced Rock Revolution, guitars, mics, and a 7-piece drum set.
Yeah, I heard that the drums is really kind of the centerpiece of this game.
Yeah, and it looks pretty convoluted. There's a lot of pieces to it.
We'll see. I'm wondering what kind of track list Konami's going to go for.
I know Skater Boy is in there.
Okay, so they're going to go for like an Elite Beat Agent style.
Yeah, whatever. Just the only thing, like...
It's just too... It's a lot of these
you
kind of
you, I don't see how you could physically own all three of these. You don't have that much room to put all these drums. It's going to get to the point where you're just going to have to pick one. And
yeah, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah. I mean, I already have Rock Band, so we're probably just going to keep that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we all like Beyond Good and Evil. Apparently, Beyond Good and Evil 2 has been in early pre-production for the last year. However, don't get too excited yet. It has yet to actually be greenlit for full production by Ubisoft. But one could hope.
It's interesting. I mean, it was a big flop as a game.
But
right.
Critically loved. All the people who played it loved it.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it's like, how do you think this one's going to sell?
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I'd love.
Yeah, I'd be happy
I
with
think
that.
It, you know, I have to play that again sometime.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon Platinum was announced. No one's great surprise. It's kind of to Pearl and Diamond what Yellow was to Red and Blue.
It kind of took them a while to announce this, really.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's going to coincide with the new movie in Japan.
right. Who's going to be like the cover Pokemon?
Oh, I read the name. I can't remember.
Is it Arc something? That one looks like...
Such an S, maybe? I can make it up.
I want to see a picture. I want to see who the Pokemon is.
I don't know.
Do we have cover art yet or something?
No. It was in that Japanese kids magazine. Remember they teased it a few weeks ago with that timeline?
No.
Oh. Yeah, they did.
Anyways, well, I'm excited. I mean, I know there's not usually much different with these, but I liked Diamond and Pearl a lot, so I might be up for playing it again. Maybe I'll use that monkey this time. He looks stupid, but God, there aren't very many fire Pokemon in that game.
Yeah,
probably
that's true.
Pretty useful.
Also, a new Castlevania for the DS is announced, The Order of Excelsior. They're really not getting too creative with these names.
I wish it was The Order of Excelsior. Excelsior! Oh, my God. Well, I do like some things I've seen with it, though, because they got rid of that stupid anime art style they've been using.
Oh, thank God.
And it's kind of more gothic again.
Good.
But, and it's actually the first time where the main protagonist and the only protagonist is a girl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, see, I didn't get to read any of the details. I knew you read it, so
yeah.
I was going to leave
but
it to you.
I think they say the level design might be kind of like Orchard of Ruins.
That's okay.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I just... Eventually, I hope they kind of try to...
Do something new?
Yeah, a little different, you know?
Yeah.
Not 3D necessarily, but there's so many. Symphony of the... I mean, it was sweet when Circle of the Moon came out.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like all new, and Harmony Dissonance was fun enough, and then...
I think it pretty much peaked at Area of Sorrow.
I liked Dawn of Sorrow a lot.
Yeah, it was fine, but I just couldn't get into it.
I guess the problem with that Symphony of the Night is still pretty good. So
yeah.
It's like, whatever. But, I mean, hey, why not? More Castlevania.
Yep. Frank O'Connor has left Bungie to go work at Microsoft on Halo.
Well, I guess this is just kind of... If anything, the kind of subtext here is that Bungie really may not be doing Halo for their next project.
Yeah. Well, so people are wondering, is this going to be a trend of Bungie guys who really want to work on Halo leaving, or is this just kind of a one-off thing? Now, I mean, Frank's position at Bungie was the community manager who basically dealt with all the Halo stuff. So, I mean, that's kind of what he knows. Maybe that's why he just wants to stay with
it. I wonder
it.
If Luke Smith's going to leave. He likes Halo.
He does a lot. And last and not least, the Behemoth have said that Castle Crashers is done.
What?
Just a couple of months for Q&A and certification.
I just, no, want it now.
I know.
We've been waiting for Castle Crashers for freaking ever.
I know.
God.
It's better
like
be freaking
player.
Awesome.
Yeah, it better be. It will be. I can't wait to play Castle Crashers.
Indeed. All right, did you think of a best ever?
No, not at all. I just realized that was over, like, five. What was I doing that whole time? I was actually
talking. What were you doing the whole time?
We're looking at the news.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do our weekend gaming? You think of something while I talk about The World Ends With You.
Okay.
So, The World Ends With You, which is the DS Square Enix game, which was kind of made by the people who made Kingdom Hearts Chains of Memory. And, yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been playing the entire vacation and the week before. And, I mean, I really, really, really like this game.
You made me buy it.
Yeah, I did make you buy it. Well, it was on sale for $30 at Circuit City.
Yep.
It's cool because it has like that Jet Grind Radio, like Persona 3 even sort of kind of aesthetic and feel with like the sort of skater graffiti lifestyle.
Emo.
Don't say emo.
They're emo.
Little. Maybe. They're cool. Okay, he's little emo, I guess. Dang it, don't say that. I hate emo. But
well,
like
he
this.
Does. He's walking around, no one gets me.
He gets better in the second chapter.
I hate better because right now I can't stand that kid.
Well, he's...
I think he's a jerk.
He actually has a character arc, so there.
Oh, good.
Okay. But, so, the way the game works is, it's, you know, you have kind of random battles, but your attacks in these battles, first off, they're all based on the buttons you have, and, like, each button gives you
pin.
Kind of pin, yeah. Pin buttons. They each give you a different sort of, like, attack. Most of them stylus control. It's like, there's one pin that'll give you a very basic slash attack. There's another pin, you know, you tap, you fire bullets, and some of them get more complicated, There's objects around that you can kind of grab and throw around, like cars and stuff. Some of them will even use, like, the microphone. One of them, actually, I had to blow into the microphone. One of them wanted me to yell into the microphone. So it's really interesting stuff like that. And plus, the entire time, you have a partner on the upper half of the screen who attacks with the D-pad. And, you know, it's a little easier, so you don't have to, you know, you want to keep an eye on them, but you don't have to focus on them. But, yeah, you really are using two people to attack. And they're attacking the same enemies, kind of like, they're not doing the same motions, but
they
share health.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it's a very innovative combat system. neat and interesting.
Yeah, when I first played, I was worried it was going to be too much to handle. But the only concern you need to really have with the person on top is you need to at least mash in the direction of the enemies.
Yeah.
You have to kind of glance up there. And you want to... She has three different like attacks that either go up or down after the third button press. And you have to get them in the right order to unleash... what's the special attack called?
It's a special
attack. Focus attack or whatever.
Attack, yeah.
Yeah. And it's not as hard as it sounds. So I was happy to see that was manageable.
But there's so many things to do in this game to like boost stats. Like, depending on the pins you wear, you can influence like brands, popularity, and fads like that. And if you, whatever fads are high, and like every accessory and pin is associated with the brand,
mm-hmm.
and like they'll get boosted if it's high in that area, and if it's lower, it'll get debunked a bit. You wear clothes to get your stats. You eat items to increase stats, and like you know, you actually have like you only eat so many things a day, so you have to wait a new day to do stuff like that. There's a lot, and you can change your level, which basically changes how much HP you have in order to increase the amount of like drops you'll get, like pin drops and money drop, stuff like that. You can change the difficulty at any time you want. Just a lot of options there, you know? It's really neat stuff. I like the soundtrack a lot. That's also very Persona 3 like,
mm-hmm.
sort of. It has a lot of cool vocal tracks, which is interesting for a DS game.
Then you beat it, right?
Yeah, I beat the whole thing.
Cool.
And yeah, I really liked it. Final boss was appropriately challenging, not too hard. I will say that the boss at the end of, I think, the second chapter was ridiculously hard. completely unbalanced hard.
Hmm.
And I had to take it down easy to beat him. But I mean, you know, you weren't penalized for doing so.
Right.
But that was like it. Even after you beat the game, though, you can kind of go back and complete certain missions for every day to unlock these sort of secret reports.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get all those, you beat the game again, you'll get another ending. So I'm going to go do all that soon.
Good.
I really, really like the game.
Good.
And I would encourage anyone who thinks who's like a fan of sort of the action RPG genre to check it out. Also, the pixels are beautiful. Good pixel art.
All right.
I also, like I said, I just played, I always forget the game. Lost Winds, which is, it's really charming game from what I played.
Yeah,
so far.
I like you were, I was just listening to the music even. I was like, oh, this is nice.
Well, it's cool because it's Wiimote and nunchuck, and you use the nunchuck basically just to go left and right, and you use your cursor to kind of manipulate the wind for everything else to make you jump, make you float around, to change the direction of fire and water. It's just really cool stuff. And it, I mean, beautiful looking.
Is the Kirby canvas curse analogy apt?
Kind of, because you're, I don't know. It's different from that.
Okay.
Because you're not doing all of your kind of movements like that. But it's good, like Kirby Canvas Curse. It's so far. And it's non-linear, which is strange for a side-scrolling game. So, but I've enjoyed it so far. I've only played it for like 20 minutes, granted, but I like it so far. Also,
here, if I may interject, one I think we should mention, we finally got to play was F-Zero AX.
Oh, yeah, when we were in Disney.
They had it at the arcade there, and we were like, oh my god!
I guess we should talk about some of the crazy arcade games.
Yeah, so we played that. That was fun.
Yeah, I
it's really hard to play F-Zero with a wheel.
Yeah, I kind of like assumed that game was like not real for some reason. I was looking at it, I'm like, oh, here's the slot where the GameCube memory card goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. It was F-Zero. Kind of fun.
Yeah.
They had Mario Kart Arcade, which is fun to play. That game is weird.
Mm-hmm, it is.
it's kind of fun, but man. They had a new Afterburner game.
That was sweet.
That was pretty cool.
It had one of the seats that moved and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, those were the big ones.
I guess this counts as a game. They have a new ride that opened at the Disney Hollywood Studios. It actually opens on the 31st, but we managed to catch it on a soft opening called Toy Story Midway Mania, which is a kind of basic shooter where you're wearing 3D glasses, but it's like a ride.
Yeah, you have like a little cannon that you aim on a pool string. And it's like all these kind of midway themed games themed around Toy Story.
Ring tosses and balloon pops and stuff.
Yeah,
it was great.
So if you're going to go to Disney Hollywood Studios, formerly known as the Disney MGM Studios, check that out.
It's also Disney's California Adventure.
Yeah. And technically not open yet. So
yeah.
You know, be careful if you go within the next couple weeks. The other thing I played a lot during the trip was I finally found a used copy. Well, my brother bought one for me, not you, my other one, of Mario Kart and Mario Golf. Sorry, Advanced Tour, which has been a lot of fun. I mean, it's a Camelot style golf game with like some RPG elements in it. So it's awesome. It's a lot of fun to play. I mean, you know, it's good golf. I played through Yeah, I just beat the kind of Mario
Cup. The Mushroom Cup.
So now I'm going to kind of work my way through the doubles, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, there's actually not as many RPG elements in that one as there are in the tennis one.
Really? I need to play that.
You'll try the tennis one. You'll like it. What have you played, like, anything, really?
A lot of solitaire in my cell phone.
Okay.
No.
No? Okay. Well, do you plan to play anything?
Yeah, I'll get back in the GTA tonight.
You wanted to kind of get Bloom Blocks, but you don't really have the funds, huh?
I do and I don't. It's like, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Speaking of figuring it out, did you figure out a best ever?
Yes.
Oh. What is it?
In honor of the somewhat unique control scheme of The World Ends With You, I figure we should talk about the best controls ever in a game.
Oh, God.
What game did you feel controlled particularly well?
Oh, you brought up Kirby Canvas Curse before? Is this like, I mean, just best basic controls, best kind of unique controls?
This is like a game that you felt like you can make this game do whatever you want with the controls given you.
Okay, well, I like the way Kirby Canvas Curse works.
Yes.
Back then.
That was kind of the first game that made me, like that convinced me, okay, the DS was a good idea.
Yeah. As far as, like, Wiimote controls, I think the game that I played that had the best fine-tuned Wiimote controls was Resident Evil 4, actually.
Really?
I really liked the way aiming and stuff in that worked, and just doing the simple slash for your sword. I really thought that was all cool. Go ahead.
I think Halo deserves at least a mention, because it did kind of standardize first-person shooter controls on the console.
I remember that dual analog thing being there before that, though. Didn't Time Splitters do that? That was a long time
ago for
PlayStation 2.
Maybe.
But wasn't as exciting then.
I was going to say, a game that I thought controlled really well was Crimson Skies Road to Revenge. Like, all the tricks and stuff you pulled off in your planes, I felt like a friggin' aerial ace playing that game.
You know what, I gotta give it up for Mario 64.
That's true.
When you think about all of the moves you can do in that game, and that was like the first major 3D platforming game.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, God, that game was crazy with what you do. You know, the subsequent releases, too, deserve credit there. What about, I'm trying to think of, like, PC games.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of, like, those joysticks. Like, for airplane games or anything like that. It's never worked with me. Same thing with wheels. I've never been a fan of wheels.
Yeah.
Because I can never get them to stay where they need to be. I wish I tried Boom Blocks or whatever.
Yeah,
Boom
I Box. Know. We should maybe go rent. Let's go rent it today.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. So everyone likes that and says
yeah,
it controls.
Says it's great.
So they say it controls really well.
I guess you could say Quake 2 for kind of introduce. I don't know if it introduced it, but it popularized the mouse keyboard combo.
Mouse look and yeah, it's true.
The WASD controls.
WASD.
Remember when Tribes 2 tried to do the ESDF controls?
I do not remember that.
Yeah, they tried to move it over a bit so you had more buttons on the left to do utility
I
things.
I would not have been a fan.
It was weird.
Awkward silence.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, I don't know. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Favorite controls. I'm going to say Mario 64 for kind of giving us the foundation for platforming, 3D platforming.
Yeah, you know what, really? I think I should agree.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. Then, well, we got something down there.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about weekly game releases.
All right, downloads. This is covered the last 2 weeks. So 2 weeks ago on the Wii Virtual Console, we saw Pokemon Puzzle League.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
For the 64 version?
Yeah.
That is a good puzzle game.
Yeah, although they had a video of it up on the Nintendo channel, so I was watching it. I didn't realize how bad the music was in it. It was like MIDI samples of all the songs from the TV show, but they're really bad MIDIs. Like, really bad.
So that was a fun puzzle
like,
game.
Sound like Nintendo music bad.
All right.
Also a game called Renegade. I think it's a beat-em-up.
Don't okay, really why know. Not?
And then we had the aforementioned WiiWare games come out this week in lieu of an arcade or a virtual console release. Last week, or 2 weeks ago at XBLA, was Wits and Wagers, which is a kind of a party quiz game. And this past week was Assault Heroes 2.
Which one was Assault Heroes?
That was the one I think you drove around and like it looked like the Halo Warthog. And it was a twin stick shooter.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a good game. And just today, they released Stubbs the Zombie and Gauntlet 7 Sorrows for Xbox Originals. It was third person, used the Halo engine. That was a good game. Gauntlet 7 Sorrows, not so much.
There was some acclaim for Stubbs. It was one of those kind of cult things.
Mm-hmm. Amazingly, the entire time we were gone, no new games came out on the PlayStation Network. They had some expansion
really?
Packs.
Are you sure?
There was an expansion for Pixel Junk Monsters and an expansion for the... Oh, what's that crappy game?
Jeez.
The one, the Capcom game, in space, twin stick shooter, not that good.
Everyday shooter?
No. It's like
with a character.
It's cel shaded. Don't worry about it.
All right, then.
Game Tap, Alpha Prime, some kind of first person shooter that apparently didn't review well. Chameleon Games, Azuma Clone, Flipwords 2, some kind of words game. Five Card Deluxe, it's a poker themed solitaire game. And Outpost Koloki, which is actually a pretty good, like, Space Station Tycoon like game that is also on
Why
the Xbox 360.
Don't do Game Tap anymore. There's something interesting
out there.
Sometimes
there are.
All right. Okay. Let's go to real games.
Okay. So first up's Age of Conan Hyborian Adventures. That comes out on the 20th, which I was in the open beta and never got a chance to play it just because I didn't have time, and it was 12 gigabytes, which means that you had to have 25 gigabytes in your hard drive, and I don't.
Right.
Haze comes out this week. The demo came up while we were gone, so I'll try
were
it.
People excited about the demo? I don't know. It's a little hazy, maybe?
No.
Whatever. Haze.
So we fit... I guess it comes out today. I don't know if it's out anywhere.
Got 7 on GameSpot, I see.
Yeah. Oh, I think everyone knows.
Oh, what I'm expecting of kind of low review score. It'll be like we played sports.
Dracula Origin on the PC, an adventure game where you're chasing Dracula as Professor Van Helsing.
Why not?
Theater of War, a strategy game for the PC. On Wednesday, Penny Arcade Adventures on the Rain Slick Precipice of Darkness, Episode 1. I can't wait.
Let's see.
It's the Xbox 360, PC, Linux, and Mac. And if you download any of the computer versions, it gives you access to all three. If you do it through Pinterkin and Hothead have set up a new digital distribution channel called Greenhouse Games or something like that. Also, if you go over there, they have like some comics that are prequels to the game, and the first two are up so far. They're pretty good. UEFA Euro 2008 is coming for the Xbox 360, PS3, PS2, and PSP. It's FIFA. Like every other year, it's either UEFA or FIFA. Those are the two big soccer tournaments. Dr. Mario Online RX. It said that's coming out today, and it didn't come out today.
Well, it's coming out soon. Yay,
hopefully.
Dr. Mario.
It's out in Japan. Lost Planet Extreme Conditions Colony Edition is for the 360 this week. Okay. The Immortals of Terra, a Perry Roden adventure. I don't know what that is. It's a PC adventure game. SingStars coming to the PS3. Star Soldier R to the Wii.
What's Star Soldier R?
Some kind of shooter.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right.
So the 411 on 411.
I kind of saw this list.
Yeah, this. Okay, so Derek has an interesting top 10 this week. It's the top 10 games if I was a typical GameFAQs user. So this is, he stresses, this is not his personal list. But this is like what the person who calls himself a gamer because he plays Madden and Halo thinks are the 10 best games ever.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true. It's the gamer who is a big... You know the GameFAQs type. They love Final Fantasy and that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's not too much to discuss here because this is kind of parody.
Yeah,
run the list here. So he has 10 is Kingdom Hearts 2.
Which I love.
Then 9 is Halo.
Right.
Then 8 is Super Mario RPG. Then 7 is Sonic Adventure 2. 8 is Super Smash Bros. Brawl. 5 is GoldenEye. 4 is the original Super Mario Bros. 3 is Chrono Trigger. 2 is Ocarina of Time, and 1 is Final Fantasy VII.
Right. I think with a lot of the typical GameFAQs users, there'd be even more Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, well, he said he went to the actual list of 100 top games on GameFAQs and was surprisingly close.
Right.
So good job, Derek.
Right. And we're back, Derek, so...
Yeah,
You can plug us again.
Yeah, please. other articles up on 411. John Curry and his Checkpoint column ask, will anybody be honest about GTA 4?
Was it?
He's just saying how like every review is like giving this game 10s and ask if anyone has the balls to say what's wrong with the game. He does. So go read that.
I will say that I think it's the best reviewed game ever at this point.
Yeah,
right?
And
I mean, it's good, but
it is good, but there are problems with it.
I mean,
did you see the zero punctuation on it?
No, I haven't.
He brought up one very excellent point where like you're driving through telephone poles and power lines and everything. And there's this little tree, and you hit it, and you go flying through the windshield.
True.
So let's see. The Hall of Shame, Fun with Taboo, The Sixth Sense, Vincent Cicciucci, talks about a fortune-telling time machine that determines the fate of this writer.
Oh, I don't really know what that's about.
I don't either.
But I bet it's interesting.
Chris Scott and the Red Sniffet, talking about pinball.
I like pinball.
The Wonder Years talks about the game Forgotten Worlds. That's by Owen J. Brinfield.
That sounds familiar. What's that game?
I don't know.
Sounds familiar. Okay.
Achievement Unlocked by Rod Orachevsky. Is entitled Odds and Ends this week.
So I guess a little, kind of a little bit of everything there.
Yeah, he's just talking about, you know, achievements. Epic is had some things to say about achievements. The Factor Fiction this week, it's who's the writer's point? Sean Garner and Dan Hirsch. We got Nudity versus Violence and Gore, the next Banjo-Kazooie game, the rumored Beyond Good and Evil sequel, WiiWare launch titles, and more.
All right. So there's a lot going on there.
Yep.
All right, then.
We got no mail.
That's fine. You don't have to draw attention to it.
Just saying.
Matter of fact, I would like you to delete that part. I mean, stop making it sound pathetic.
Okay.
All right, then.
Woo!
Okay. Well, that's it for this show.
Well, that was actually surprisingly quick. I guess it's because we didn't really play much.
True. And I really have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So I'm going. You do the goodbye.
All right. So yeah, we're back. Bigger and better than ever. What? Oh yeah. So email me, edgeguy711@gmail.com. Email Mike tolkoto@gmail.com. Check out our blog at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Well, this is weird. He actually left the room like all by myself. I could say whatever I want right now. But I'm actually just going to go. So, bye.